Welcome back to the Brilliant Perspectives podcast. I'm your host, Jalen Bowden, here with you for another episode of Learning Powered by the Heart. In today's episode, we're diving into one of my all-time favorite concepts, known as moving in the opposite spirit. This is all about flipping the script on our circumstances and seeing them not as obstacles, but as opportunities for God's goodness and provision to shine through. It's about seeing the world as a training ground rather than a battlefield, where we recognize that every challenge we face is actually designed to reveal more of God's love, grace, and goodness. So, what are God's opposites for any negatives you may be currently facing? Whether you're feeling down or discouraged, or just need a reminder of who God wants to be for you, I invite you to listen with an open heart as Graham explores how to move in the opposite spirit and discover the abundant provision that God has already prepared for you. Let's jump in.
Here's another one. Promises are always so much bigger than our situations. You need to take that one before the Lord. You know, because sometimes we look for promises in line with our circumstances. But that's no good for God because he's extravagant. So he's always going to give you more than what you ask for. So what if he wants to give you a promise so big you get a bigger revelation of who he is? I'm just saying. Nothing gives us more peace than the faithfulness of God. And, you know, we are coming to a place where we are consistently astonished at the Father's heart towards us. I think the only way we can live in Christ is to be amazed, to celebrate, to be amazed, to be astonished, just at the wonder of it all. Our current circumstances are ideal soil for our next breakthrough in Christ. Yet sometimes we get in this silly mindset that our situation is too big for God. We wouldn't ever say that, but it's what we think. Yeah, our body language says all of that. Our current circumstances are ideal soil for our next breakthrough in Christ. And the reason we don't always like that is because most of the time, we would just like to be rescued. I'm a Christian, get me out of here. And God says, you're kidding, right? I've just spent like 7 weeks and $10,000 getting you into that situation. So I could show you something marvelous about me. Your current circumstances are ideal soil for your next breakthrough in Christ. In other words, you will not get a better opportunity than right now to become brilliant. To take a step up into a higher place of favor and promise. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is always concerned with moving in the opposite spirit. But whatever spirit is coming against you, Jesus teaches you how to come against it. So what does that mean? Now, you've heard me say it a lot of times, that when Christ died, it wasn't just sin that he killed off. He killed off all negativity. I mean, literally, he killed off every negative thought, every negative emotion, every negative word, every negative act. He killed off all negativity on the planet. So, you're not allowed to be negative. And I say that very sweetly. You are not allowed negativity in any way, shape, or form. Every negative, though, has a job to do in your life. And the role of a negative is to reveal its opposite. The role of a negative is to reveal the nature of God. The role of a negative situation is to reveal a promise. Here's the thing. God will simply not allow a negative to be anywhere near you unless its opposite is also present. That is the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? It means you are fully subject to life as God sees it. So anything that he's killed off, you're not subject to. Unless, of course, you want to be. He will not allow a negative in your life without its exact opposite also being present. What are we learning, therefore? We're learning how to use the negative, not be used by it. Well, if that's there, then something else has to be here. So what's the opposite of that? That's what I need to look at. And when you see the opposite, you can say, okay, you can go now. To the negative. You can go now because, you know, I see what you brought. Every negative has a job to do, and its job is to point you to the opposite of what God wants to do. What's the opposite of that? That's what God is doing. I have that need, I'm going to get that provision. You understand the principle? It's part of the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. That means you're never allowed to focus on a negative. You just look at it and think, what is the opposite of that? That's what I'm focusing on. You can leave now. This is what God is doing. This is the provision he's marking out for me. This is the promise he's got for me. This is what he's developing in me. Every negative thought you have about yourself points you in the direction of what God wants to be for you. What's the opposite of that? Well, think about it. So any situation that appears daunting or intimidating or discouraging must instead become stimulating, encouraging, and cheerful. Right? When you look at the mission statement of Jesus in Isaiah 61, the key word in that passage, verses 1 to 7, it's mentioned 5 times, is the word instead. In place of, as an alternative to. You've got to ask the question, eh? Would Jesus ever be disheartened or would he be excited? Some of you are thinking about that. Well, every situation has to bend to the rule of heaven. No circumstance can compete with the favor that the Father wants you to enjoy in Jesus. I did it again, right? I just spoke in Hindustani or something. Let me try and say it again in English. You ready? Take a deep breath. Make sure your seatbelt's fastened. Tray in the arc light, upright and locked position. No circumstance can compete with the favor that God wants you to enjoy in Jesus. Amen. God uses all things to upgrade us in goodness and in power. So I love that fact that we're only ever being challenged by who God is for us. That's the big challenge on your life. You're not being challenged by the enemy. You're not being challenged by oppositional people. You're not even being challenged by your circumstances. You're being challenged by the goodness of God. You're being challenged by the love of God. You're being challenged by the peace of God. We're in Christ, we're only being challenged with the person of God who's making us like him. What's the big challenge on your life? Being made in the image of God. Ain't no bigger challenge than that. All other challenges are way below that one. So all your situations are about you being made in the image of God. It's about you having the resources that God has. It's about you becoming exactly like him. That's our biggest challenge, and it's wonderful, it's brilliant, and it's glorious. And it gives us radical perceptions and permissions. Every little thing God does sets up something permissive in your own heart. You see that if God's doing that once, he's probably going to do it again and again and again and again, because it's life. So you start to understand that the permissions around your life, they grow. They grow in you. The permission that you get initially, as you stick with it, it will get an upgrade. Your permission gets an upgrade, and when it does, you go to the upgrade and you leave the other permission alone, because now you've got a bigger one. Because when we're learning to become like Christ, we're learning to become as big as he is, so the promises keep increasing, so that we can keep abounding, so we can really learn what this fullness and abundance is really all about. There is simply no mediocrity in heaven. And if there's nothing like that in heaven, then there shouldn't be anything like that on this earth. What if you and I are this amazing visual aid to the earth of what heaven is really, really like? We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven living here on earth. And people are starting to get the message.
Hey friends, we know that learning to think brilliantly can completely transform your life and enrich your relationships. You can discover how to unlock your next level of upgrades and refresh your thinking by visiting brilliantTV.com today.